Charles Spurgeon once said that praise is the honey of life which a devout heart extracts from every bloom of providence and grace. Have you ever wondered why about things? Some of us have a tendency to get stuck in a rut of questioning everything. And that's a downer for you and for others. But I wonder why about a lot of things, like why does the sun lighten your hair and darken your skin? Or why don't you ever see a headline that reads, "Psychic wins lottery"? Why do doctors call their work a practice? And why is it that to stop Windows on your computer, you have to click start? And why is lemon juice made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons? And why is abbreviated such a long word? And last but not least, why do we worship? Did you know that worship is required by God? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus told the devil, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." He was referring to a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 6 where Moses had assembled all of the people of Israel and he told them, "The Lord your God, you shall fear him. Him you shall serve. The Lord your God is a jealous God." Our praise today is an act of worship. It's required of humans toward God. We are required by God Almighty to worship. Yet, worship is so often the missing quality in many of our worship services. In the Bible, the word worship appears in a few different forms. One word literally means to serve. That's where we get the term worship service. Another word for worship is doxa, which means to give glory. Doxa is where we get the word doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Worship is defined as to admire, to have extreme devotion and love. It's an intense love, honor, and offering of prayers. Another form of worship is what you did this morning. You got out of bed and you come to the house of God. That's worship. Just the very act of attending church service is a form of worship. The two main and most valid reasons that a church exists today is one, for worship. Two is for evangelism. We come together and we worship, we pray together, we have outreach meetings, and we reach out into the community and to our own that are sick and shut in. And we evangelize, we tell people about the love of Jesus Christ. So our focus today is on worship.